Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
In England, Canada, and Australia, a mustache is called a mo, and November is called Movember, Mustache Month, as a way to promote men's health. Facial hair can be cool. My friend Neil Tarpey has won beard contests in the past. He recently shaved, but has vowed to let it grow until at least 2020. He'll sport a full Gandalf or a ZZ Top. His beard will once again be a real conversation starter, the stuff of legends. Facial hair fashions come and go, but a mustache is a statement. Some great men have sported mustaches. Teddy Roosevelt, Martin Luther King, Einstein, Magnum P.I., the Village People. But mustaches also have an edgy reputation. Villains have mustaches. Snidely Whiplash, Captain Hook, Boris Badenoff, Hitler, the Unabomber. While some folks view mustaches as sketchy or creepy, a man with a mustache really doesn't care what you think. And in Movember, growing a mustache is a way to strike up the topic of men's health. You could grow a chevron mustache like Tom Selleck, grow a walrus mustache, or a pencil-thin mustache like Clark Gable, a horseshoe mustache like Hulk Hogan, the scruffy cowboy mustache of Sam Elliott, or the thick mustache of Ron Swanson, the manly character on the TV show Parks and Rec. In the United States, men who participate in Movember are called Mo Bros. The idea is to raise money and awareness of men's health. When I was a kid, I figured as an adult man, I'd probably die battling crocodiles or die in quicksand. Turns out there's not nearly as much quicksand in my life as I thought. But what really kills men? Heart disease, suicide, prostate cancer, testicular cancer, substance abuse. I know, I'd rather talk about quicksand too. But these problems are made deadlier because men do not talk about them. We would all rather be in denial like Trump, dictating our own doctor's report and declaring ourselves the pinnacle of male physical fitness. Then go have a Big Mac. If you want to have some fun, go to the Man Therapy website. There you'll find the fictional Dr. Rich Mahogany giving manly advice in a manly way. As he says, sometimes a man needs a pork shoulder to cry on. The website is a useful way to look at serious subjects like rage, anxiety, insomnia, even your sex life. It's worth going to the website just to see Mahogany tidy up his office with a leaf blower. Back to Movember, the organizers want to have an everlasting impact on the face of men's health, raising awareness and funds to encourage men to address their health and talk about real health issues. Go to us.movember.com and find some real stories from real men on why men die on the average 6 years earlier than women and how that can be prevented. Maybe you don't want to grow a mustache. Instead, you can schedule that checkup you've been putting off. Listen to your spouse rather than walking away. See a therapist. Go to an AA meeting. And get your flu shot. Don't be a sissy. This is Mike Goldsby for Community Comment.
Community Comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.